Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. The 2021 Northern Ag Expo is back at the Fargo Dome this week, coming up on Tuesday and Wednesday. Inside Agriculture will be broadcasting from there to bring you coverage. Events start right away Tuesday morning with the first speaker at 9:30 a.m. Mick here in Farm Talk recently talked with Gary Knutson of the Northern Ag Expo with details on this year's show and the important topics that are going to be talked about, including weather.
I think we've done, if you will, a unique program plan this year. There are issues that are really primary in the minds of both farmers and dealers. Our association has about 325 ag dealers and ag industry folks, and a lot of concern has developed because of what the new administration is going to do as far as pesticide labels and requirements, if there might be some curtailment on some pesticides on the option. And another area is the look at tax law potential changes under the new administration, how it might affect business. There's this carbon sequestration. That's an issue, a big question mark. And we've got some pretty good people to talk about it. Colin Peterson's going to be with us. I've been trying to get him for 30 years to speak at noon at one of the programs. And we've got Colin in. He's going to talk about the noon hour of the first day. He's going to talk about the importance of coming together, all ag sectors, and going to Washington with one voice.
Again, that's the 2021 Northern Ag Expo this Tuesday and Wednesday at the Fargo Dome. The complexity of hiring labor for the agriculture workforce has grown in recent months. Rod Bain for the USDA has more.
Agriculture is no stranger to challenges filling its labor force. Yet additional factors impacting the workforce have developed in recent months. Wisconsin dairy farmer Brody Staples says one example is competition for labor in states with high minimum wage rates, with industries such as the fast food sector. So in order to compete,
you have to develop a place that people want to work, but also treating these people like they are people, not putting them in a parlor and say milk cows for 12 hours and then go home and come back in 12 hours.
Michael Marsh of the National Council of Agricultural Employers adds that the H-2A guest worker program also contains wage provisions, which assures higher wages compared to similar employees in nations like Mexico and Canada. He adds that also makes fruit and vegetable producers in our nation less competitive in global markets.
In Mexico, for instance, you can pay a buck and a half an hour. How would that work out on your dairy? You're not going to have many employees, right?
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.